Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, women and ladies, masculine and feminine, tall and short, light and dark.
I'm going to keep quiet for you.
You know, it's December. I'm feeling
good. Going to keep quiet for you.
I'm going to be very, I'm very hyper today, as you can tell. I'm very happy to be here. This is the best day of my life. I know I say this every episode, but this time around is the best day of my life.
Contrary to opinions, thinking I'll be happy in December, I'm not happy at all.
To me, it's the,
this December is not...
Yeah, I kill joy.
Or do you hear?
My own, in Jesus' name.
He's not hearing. What's going on? Yeah, Shay, what's the problem? Shay, there's no money on ground.
Speak for yourself.
Okay.
You know that popo meme of is counting. I'm calculating as everything is going to be this December. So why is there no money on ground?
I mean, like, a lot of expenses, you know. There's plenty billing. Planning for next year. See,
you need to be able to counter billing. First of all, you need to uninstall WhatsApp.
Okay,
that's the point.
I should uninstall WhatsApp.
Well, make sure your phone is always on DND. So that people know that you are unreliable. If people know you are already reliable, they will never reach out
to
you.
They will not bill me.
Yes. I mean, take my word for it.
I'll take that advice.
But it's a little too late for you, actually.
I mean, it is what it is, you know. Okay, I gotta do what I gotta do. Okay. That's just what's up.
So, how can we get you to be excited?
To be happy.
What can I do for you today?
Send me, like,
2 kilo of
chicken. 2 kilo of what? What did I want to use?
It's
send me like 3 million naira.
Is that all?
For a start.
We can
use that
one. Is that what they look for?
Is that what they look for? At the same time, I said Tafes.
Okay.
You get. If I don't look for us,
is that your budget for this? No.
I mean, we
6 million. We
15.
Mm.
She gets flight time is like 200k. And you know, as a big man like me, I need tables.
Bag tables for my body.
We need tables to, you know, me and Shay will be the only guy.
It's my team. That's nice.
We really got the tables, you know, ladies around.
Call in their mouth, yes, you know, that kind of stuff.
That kind of thing. Azazu that you point it to the cover. You understand?
Woo!
That's it.
City boys.
Then you know, after flight time, you know, we have to attend. I think Davido has a concert.
Yeah.
You know, all those people. Tables all round.
I like.
We don't do VIP or standing. Tables only.
At all.
So that's the plan for December. So
I like that.
Be 16 million. 20 years.
Maybe.
And I need to, you know, do some changes as well. I need to change my shoes for the new year.
That one is the identity.
And you know, I only wear red bottoms. I don't wear none of that Gucci stuff.
Okay. A man of
Timber.
A man of Timber and caliber.
You understand? The man of that's who I am. Red bottoms only.
Okay.
So I need to do that as well.
Shopping.
Normal, that's a normal December outing.
And then my vacation. Now.
Exactly. You know,
I
this is
Bora Bora.
We need to go to some places. Keep my finger with oil. Keep my caress. So that's the plan. But Shay, what have you been up to? How have you been? I'm not gonna say two weeks. But how have you been? How's your December been? A couple of days into December already, how's it been?
It's been good. It's been a slow start, but we're getting to
it. Has it been a slow start? Has it really been a slow start? I mean,
it never dated.
It hasn't started. About the peak. You know, the point is, I like the way this December is made. They wanted to start with Jesus Christ, our Lord. Alhamdulillah. they put ex-votes above votes religious. They put experience. So we can launch December with by Jesus. Praising God.
Timmy, were you there?
I was not there.
I was there,
but you know, they used to say some Christian bodies I used to be that experience.
I heard somebody told me that I might, you know,
I mean, you might get there. Some Instagram handles of that experience,
but you know what?
You know, you let them experience you.
We allow them
after the experience,
we allow them have that experience,
but we let them when they are done with the experience,
they will experience life.
Oi, I'm into that.
That's it, fam.
That's it. So I wasn't at the experience, but you know, it'll be so this. I'll be at other experiences. In my room.
So how can somebody actually enjoy December? I know this is, you're not the best person to answer this question.
Yeah, I'm not the best person to answer because I usually say I go out 3 times a year and I try to keep those 3 times in December, but sadly this year I already spent my 3 times already. So I'm just going to be giving advice I'm not going to take.
That's the best kind of advice.
But to be honest, I think the best way to enjoy your December is relaxing. And the only way you can relax is if you have worked the 11 months before.
Okay.
Okay. You see, if you have worked 11 months before, that's when you would say, you know, I've saved up some money. Let me enjoy myself. Let me, you know, take that leave that you did not take. Same. But if you're like me, that I have taken my leave in February.
You did not save for rainy days.
I did not save for rainy days. I was wrong. So work for 11 months. Don't take that leave. If it's 1st of December like this, knock them 3 weeks that you will not be available for 21 days. Knock them to the new year. Then now start all the money you have saved up. Don't save for rainy days, save for December. All the money you have saved up, start spending it one after the other.
On what exactly? What do you think is the best experience to have?
Ladies and booze.
That's all.
Yes.
But what if I've been having that all through the year?
That's why you should not have that all through.
Wow. How could I have made such a mistake?
You've been having that all through the year.
You got me.
How are you still alive?
It's Jesus.
So don't do that. Wait till December, then do all your shenanigans. But I feel like December should be a time where you rest. I mean, some people actually work harder in December, which I actually fault. Right. I fall in that category. Right. Since December has begun, I've actually been working twice as hard.
I mean, the world requires people like you, so that the world can have people like me. People like you that
work
extra hard in December.
Wow. Because
I do the enjoyment in December. So, you know, not all heroes wear capes.
I mean, I do get that. I'm an hero. So, but I don't want to be an hero anymore.
Too late. The life, you didn't choose the life.
December started.
The life chose me.
So I feel like you know, do get your work done, and that's why I appreciate companies that close for the year. Right, they'll tell you that
from like 12 or 15.
We are done, we are no longer doing any work till next year. Our employees, you can go and enjoy yourself with your family.
But not everybody has that. Not everyone.
Not everybody's lucky enough to have that.
People that work in like the public
sector, people that work in healthcare.
Why are people falling sick in December? Like,
I mean, that's the point. Why would you fall sick in December? Don't you pity the doctors?
I feel like if everybody just agreed to not fall sick.
And wait till January before you fall sick.
And then everybody will be able to have a good time. Because there are some people that you really want to have time with, but they are telling you, I'm busy, or I have work.
Shay, do you have a new doctor, babe? Because what are you talking about?
I'm speaking general. Tell me, Shay.
Have you found...
I feel like people in the health sector don't...
Yeah, a liar.
Let me cook. I feel like people in the health sector, they don't get, you know, the time off. They take care of everybody, but nobody takes care of them.
That's why I'm there.
And I might be the man for that, but unfortunately, I can't.
You know, say, I usually, people in the health sector, when you take care of them, they take care of you too.
Yes, you tend to live long.
And I actually have a very unhealthy lifestyle. So, I mean, like, I need someone to take care of me. So, our doctor listeners, I'm putting myself out there.
Medical practitioners.
Our medical practitioners.
Is it only people that are in health sector that work in December?
No, people in telecom communications
like
as well.
Customer care. People that have shops. Like
people that
stores.
Yeah, exactly. They work
like retail stores.
Yeah,
like
they work all through the I mean, people that work in ShopRite and all those places actually have more work in December, to be honest.
And I feel like they pay more actually.
Today?
Like they usually pay for shifts you can decide to work
on Christmas Day and then they give you extra money.
They pay you more money.
Oh, that's cool. I can actually do an extra job
so that I can get some extra.
I mean, I've spent all my money during the year. Now December is coming and I'm opening my mouth to the wind. But Shay, what do you think is the best way for people to enjoy December?
I think first of all you have to spend time with people like your family. I feel like that's one essential point of
that's true.
Christmas. And I feel like you have to do things that you have not done all through the year.
Like what?
For example, me now, I'm scared for my liver.
You're scared for your liver?
Yes.
The amount of alcohol you drink this.
Yo, my blood. Oh. Doctor will not be able to.
Oh my days.
The hospital will not be able to contain me.
But speaking of which, have you actually December is already how many days now? I think 10 days gone. Mm-hmm. How many alcohol have you drank?
I started well. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
But you see.
I'll see. We'll see how it goes. So you're feeling spending your December with your family is the best way?
It's one of the ways. And then just explore. I feel like there's usually a lot of events as well. Everybody's just in a happier mood in December generally. I feel like except people, they still rob in December now. Yeah,
people actually rob more in December because people are looking for Christmas money.
But they should have seen the Christmas money since now.
They're like me.
Why are you waiting till December before you try and get the Christmas
as they're collecting the money? All the rubbish that I've been robbing since the beginning of the year, they're spending it. So they need to get more money now. I mean.
So yeah. And I think also as well, for somebody who, let me say, some people are not as outgoing actually. Some people are very chilled. Like, what are some things that they can actually do? I'm trying to think.
For people that are chilled, like me,
don't say work.
I'm not gonna say work. I'm gonna say something else. So, you know, one part of the reason why I like December is because of the weather.
Amata, you like Amata?
Yeah, like, it's cold, it's dry. You are forced to stay in your house.
No.
Except you want to go out.
I don't think it gets that cold.
Like, during the day, it's kind of hot and dry outside, so you have to like.
But stay. You don't go out in the daylight, like December. You go at night.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so I'm saying, like, if you stay long, relax. I'm cooking.
Okay.
So during the day, you stay in your house, right? Mm-hmm. I'm saying you don't have work this time around. You're chilling. And have you noticed something during December? Nepal always give light during the day. They will give you light. So you stay in your house with your loved ones. Watch those Home Alone, funny Nigerian, old Nollywood Nigerian movies that you've not watched in a while. Them Mr. Ibu and like all Popo? The Popo, Sam Loco and Megores. So all those people, watch their movies with your loved one, laugh. When it's night, winky
you sneak out.
When it's night, you sneak out, right? Now it's already cold. It's, you know, the cold, the Amatan cold has descended. Now you're outside with the ladies, right? They're feeling cold after a few drinks. You know what I'm saying?
Why does it always have to be after a few drinks?
Come before a few drinks, but you know, let's be formal, yeah?
Okay.
After a few drinks, feeling cold, then you ask her.
Do you need some warmth?
My place or your place.
Okay, another concept of December is the, as we all know, is the IJGB.
I just got back people, innit?
So, Tim, is there anything I can do to find myself a IJGB?
See, let me tell you.
Come and spoil me.
Yes. There are places you need to visit.
Okay.
Right?
Let me bring out my notes.
I know that. Are you ready?
I'm nice. I'm joining the field. Are you joining, bro?
Are you joining now? Can I use my accent now?
Yeah, please.
Oh, nice. Now, listen to me, yeah?
Yeah, mate.
Just some Right, mate.
Oi, mate.
So there's some places you need to be, yeah?
Okay.
That's where the I just go back people usually go to.
Okay.
Right. Then fancy dinner restaurant, yeah?
Okay.
Then places that, you know, Shay, first of all, let me go back to my new accent, my normal Nigerian accent for this. Shay, do you know how you can tell whether a restaurant is fancy or not?
How? Tell me.
I'll tell you one. When the main dish is chicken and rice is the side.
That's how you
know. Don't know that.
Okay.
When you see kini ko carbonero fish, that's the main dish. Then you are putting jollof rice aside.
That's how you know that.
That's how you know that. This place they are going to.
So will they come and meet me? Like, what am I supposed to do?
So tell you what you're gonna do, yeah?
Do you think I can
you can score? Shay, I believe in you can score.
Thank you, my bro.
Now this is what give me the best accent you've ever done. Knock me.
Hey mama, how you doing?
Nah, that's not good enough, fam. Okay. Up a bit.
I need practice.
You need practice. You're rusty.
Okay, yeah.
I've
been out of the game a while.
You've been out of the game a while. So this is what you're gonna do, yeah?
Okay.
Nah, you're gonna look for one of those fancy restaurants, yeah? Mm-hmm. Then all those I just go back people, they want to say, you know what? My fellow I just go back people, let's go and
link up
in one place. Look for one very nice fancy restaurant, innit? Then you go there. You sit by the bar, have yourself a little nice drink.
Okay, I'm just gonna be there sipping it.
Just don't rush your drink. Okay. Have it nicely. When you notice one of those, I just go back people, right? Okay. When they are at the table, one of them will stand up, you know, probably to smoke a cigarette or, you know, take a phone call or do something.
Oh, I see you. That's where you
get your position. That's where you get your chance. That's where you're sweeping. I just feel like you go there. You know, she doesn't come there often. You already know that already, right? Just move so. Do you really come here often? I mean, she'll be like, no, this is my first time here. Oh, nice.
Wow.
I mean, you've not usually come here, mm-hmm. but you tell her that, like, okay, have you tried this?
Calamari, something.
You that you have never tried it in your life, but you'll be recommending food to another person.
They're from
here. She'll be like, oh, it seems like you live around here, you come here. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I come here once in a while to get something to bite. Meanwhile, you're only buying a drink of 5,000 at the
That's
bar.
That's not the point.
That's not the point. You're saving yourself some money, innit?
I might just be there.
Then you tell her, oh, this, that. I mean, I can show you. It seems you don't live around here, right? That's you tell her like that. Like, seems, and she'll be like, oh, no, I just got back from the UK.
That's how you know you have scored.
See, look at my hand. You have caught it in your left hand. Okay. They'll be like, oh, how long are you staying?
Why is that important, though?
So you can actually plan. You can know if you are
because
going.
Because it's a time frame. They're usually out of the country by like.
Exactly. Second. By like 2nd of January, they're out of it. So you know when to strike.
So I need to maximize.
You need to maximize. You need to plan, like a project plan. You get me now? So that's when you know she's living here. Okay, I mean, like, you don't. There's some nice places I can show you. If you're free, you get.
Obviously.
Then you get the contact. Okay. Nice. That's how you start.
Okay.
You walk your way to a network. Exactly. Ooh. So my advice actually goes back to the thing. We be like, oh, I just met this guy. He's gonna show me some nice places. See, there are some pretty friends too. That's how you ring up your boys.
Woo! Timmy, hold your phone even though you're at work.
I call
you at 2 in the afternoon.
I'm there. Okay. If you call me by 2 in the morning too, I'm there. Anytime. That's when you ring up your boys. I'll be like, you know, boys, go and break your piggy bank.
Okay. And also, I think this works in the other way as well. What do I do if my woman, all of a sudden, she's telling me that, oh, my uncle said we should cook in his house for like the next 10 days of December?
That's could it be first of all, gents, kings, and you know, princes. If a woman tells you she's going to her uncle's place for Christmas and she's spending 10 days, spending 5 days, and she's going back right after New Year, it's a lie.
My brother in Christ.
One, I just got back guy as Cortina, and that's it.
But do you think
we cannot compete?
Okay.
We cannot compete.
Oh my God.
If they come, we can. Hey, Lord, she don't have
mine. I don't want to remember.
We cannot compete. You just have to pray. You have to give it to mercy and pray.
My God. It is well.
But that's just it. I mean, I just got back people who are waiting for you. I mean, I met one already, Shay. Hmm. I met one already. And, you know, it's quite nice.
I feel like the best way is to water the ground before the December. I feel like that's...
So that's the thing. That's the thing. Most times... Shay, listen. Most times, it's best to have them around November period,
like early in the year,
like you don't want to be too early, because if you're too early, that means you are one of the people that they know that they were, oh, I'm going to come see this person when I come to Nigeria. The list is long. They never go through that list. It's people I just met just before they go back.
That team is a very knowledgeable man.
I mean
it's been the game.
So it's people that just met, just start talking like 3 weeks before December comes.
When they are excited about the trip.
Well, exactly. When you ask them, oh, have you bought your ticket? Exactly.
What are they be telling you? Oh,
so if you're talking to them in July, they'll be like, I might come to Nigeria. The conversion, I mean, how long does talking stage have to last? She'll get tired of you.
You can drag it.
She'll get tired. So when it's just getting close to December, that's when you start going through those Instagram. Look for those background pictures that don't look like Nigeria.
That does not look like this one.
That's why you slide in. And trust me, those I just go back people, they know how to enjoy their lives.
Wow.
Trust me. Wow. You don't even have to worry about spending too much money, right? After the first round of drink you're buying, they are buying the next 4 rounds.
Wow, in this legal.
I mean, I'm telling you, my boy. Okay. And the next morning, you are not just going to go, you are going to get breakfast.
Wow.
Telling you. If you're good enough, you might get lunch. But you know, that's by the way. But to be honest, what is your ultimate plan for December? How are you enjoying your own December?
So I think I'm tired of concerts, to be honest. I'm sick and tired of having to wait for these A-list celebrities.
Having to stand on your feet through the night.
Having to wait from like 11 to like 3 a.m. Then they will show up, do yeah for like 2 minutes.
And they'll
and go back. I feel like I would prefer like normal parties, like normal ass parties. Normal DJ
cookouts,
like just normal parties where there's just a DJ that is playing. I feel like that's kind of what I would go for this December. And I'm actually building a list already. I'm looking at the dates.
What do you mean you're building a list? This is my first time of hearing. Are you building a list without me?
Don't worry.
I'll just
sub you in at the last minute. I'll tag you in at the last
minute. So this is what we're doing. We're building list.
So I'm already looking at the date. Okay, this one is on the 16th. This one is on the 12th. This one is on the 21st, like this one is at this place. I'm already, you know, I'm noting things down, I'm jotting things down.
You're jotting things down,
the itinerary, you get okay. me? So you just come in, I'll just be like, Timmy.
And I'll be there. All day, every day, twice on a Sunday.
So
I'll
be there. That's pretty much. I just want to have a good time, to be honest, because, you know, you only live once.
I mean, that's true. If you're lucky, you live twice, but most times it's once.
If you do it twice, once is enough.
Really?
Yeah.
She really?
Yeah.
If you do it right, once, are you sure?
Yes.
I like to go twice. One can't hold me. I gotta go twice. I gotta do it twice. But yeah, I mean, like, I really don't have any big plans for this, but surprisingly, I don't. I just want.
You don't have to have. I got you.
You got me. My boy. That's why you need to find someone. See, you know, earlier in the year there was this video that was going viral. This guy said I need like 5 bad friends.
We're gonna take me bad things.
We're gonna take me to club. She is my bad friend. And I'm
used to be the good friend. Team. What happened?
I mean, like, you know, tables turn. Now I have the turn table. Oh, I have the turn tables turn.
Don't worry, this December will be there.
I mean, tables turn. So for y'all that, you know, you plan to stay indoors, I mean, just best thing is find someone to stay indoors with you. I mean, December. See, there are too many people in this world. No, in all sincerity, I'm actually not joking yet.
There are too many people in this world too.
For you to be lonely or for you to be alone.
So people are loners now.
I mean, you're not supposed to be like, I mean, come on now. It's cold. It's, you know.
It's not, it's not cold in Lagos.
Not yet.
Timmy, today is 16. I've lost
today. Today is 10. Right, today is 10. And it's not cold in Lagos yet. You know the dream now. You're a Lagos boy now. You know how it works.
I don't understand the weather.
When it gets to 21, 22, just a couple of days before Christmas, you know.
That's when the
that matter will just come. Like, unwanted pregnancy. I just come. That's when you just... So, the point is, it's not cold now. But you need to plan for the future when it gets cold. So start sliding into those DMs. Girls, start responding to those DMs.
If anybody approach you, don't be like, oh, don't be like,
no, no. So when it gets cold, don't now come and post on your story that this cold won't kill
you. Don't come and post me and who on your
don't come and post me. I mean, we've been DMing you since. You reply. Or so when is it like... I think that's problem people have in enjoying Christmas. They leave it too late. They'll be like, oh, when is Christmas? I'll plan what I want to do. But if you
that's the mistake you two are making.
That's the mistake I'm making. Right? So you plan ahead of time, right? With this person. She's going to come on the
Timmy, change your ways.
She's gonna come on the 15th. Like I should be like
okay, I take his mic.
This person's gonna come on the 15th. He's gonna leave on the 19th. I'll give myself one day to recuperate. On the 20th, she's gonna come again. She's gonna leave on the 24th. Then the main chick's gonna come on like
what time will you have for Jesus?
Oh, that's the first. 31st and first. Crossover service. You're not having any visitors for that. I mean, that's not. See, as you're planning your December, please, 31st and first should be for God. I mean,
I love me a man of God. Yeah.
I mean,
Alhamdulillah.
That's it, fam. That's it. So it should be for God. Crossover service. I think Muslims do crossover service now too, right?
I'm not sure.
I think I've seen a couple of people do it. So just like. Go to church on the I don't know what day it falls on, but I think it's a Sunday or thereabout.
Yeah, we'll
be go there. To church, go to crossover, pray into the new year.
Tim, you have not gotten to the year's enjoy.
But let's enjoy, but before that, say I have one new pickup line to my kings. If you're a lady, turn off your reduce your audio.
Okay, let's have it.
Right.
Tim is so excited to share.
I'm so excited because relax. I know he has 100%. What's it called?
Success rate
from the sample size of
sample size of one.
The sample size I've used it.
Okay.
The ladies should please just forward by 15 seconds.
Alright, let's have it.
If your left leg is Christmas and your right leg is New Year, can I be the holiday in between them?
Timileyi, is that
why you?
That I used to
do. Why you calling me my fool?
I actually feel the urge to actually try that.
Just try it. Okay. Look for one tick.
The next woman I see.
She? No, no use on any woman. No.
Not.
What, we are police, man.
I will be kiri in December.
Look for one thick mommy.
Okay.
So.
Oddly specific.
Yes. Specific, you know, the space in between. It's not so cool. The space is not so much. You know, the audio.
The legs are short.
Okay. Oh my God. But that's it. But I really do wish everybody enjoys their Christmas.
So, Timmy, what do we have for our listeners this Christmas?
What do we have? Are we Santa Claus? Are we.
Should we do one of our, what is it called?
Giveaways
that we do. Ask questions.
That's true. We actually haven't given our listeners anything this year. You know, we promised that we're going to send two people to Paris Valentine.
Don't worry, they're going to have that the Aguero moment just before the year runs out.
Yeah, so just before the year runs out.
You just see a message from us, say hi.
Yeah, you've been selected.
To fly with us.
That's true. Should we actually fly? Should we leave this country? For December,
I feel like
that would actually be better. You should go to where there's snow. I mean, there's no snow here. I mean, it would be nice to enjoy.
But it looks like those people don't want us anymore. Those UK people,
that's
those
true.
Canada, they are just making life hard for. They are doing new rules every day for this.
I mean,
they don't want us.
I mean, you should we have podcasts? You people should allow us to enter your country. I mean, we're gonna make your citizens laugh. That's something I can vouch for. I mean.
I think just watch out for our space as always on Instagram.
Yeah.
So you just, if you are one of the lucky people, to get the questions correctly, you win.
You mean something.
You mean something nice. It could be maybe our UD. It could be customized tea. It could be.
We could give out a Lamborghini. There's this company that wants to give out a Lamborghini. I've forgotten the name now. I think they're one of these bet companies. They are doing promo. They want to give a Lamborghini.
Can even give you bet tickets too, as well, so you can.
Use yes, exactly. Money. You say you got double. So we'll give you like some little money. I sure give Spotty that you guys use to double your money and enjoy your December. I be saying, should we give bag of rice and ururu like companies do?
I mean, Ampa.
I mean, or Ampa, exactly, or things like that. We know we'll come up with something price. Something nice for you, but then obviously we will be giving our stuff this December.
Yeah, just stay tuned, follow us on Instagram for those of you that are not
following us.
Nothing for you. I mean, so yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Say, what's that one place that you would be this December that you would want, if our listeners want to join you, that it can be?
I think on the 29th, South Socials. I think there's one with Joe Boy. I think I'll definitely be there.
Would you really be there?
I'll be there on 29th. 29th is a Thursday, I think. Or is it Friday?
Would you really be there?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Hmm.
So if you want to snatch me by the neck and maybe, you know, do something.
South Socials. Do something to you, what?
I don't know. I'm going to be there. That's
so Shay's going to be at South Socials on the 29th. And one thing is that when you find Shay, you might actually find me. So I'm going to say somewhere else I will be. That will not be that South Socials, and you can always find me and Shay as well.
I think there's another one I might be. But yeah.
I said one, don't say two.
Okay, my apologies.
Another place I'm gonna be this year, although it's gonna be at church.
You got me.
It's gonna be at church on 31st.
Crossover
service. You can catch me at You can catch me at
the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
No, that's not it. Avestas.
You don't even know the church you attend. Can you imagine?
Avestas Christian Center, is that it?
Yeah, HCC. I mean, that's you know your church.
That's Harvest House. That's Harvest House in Ibadan. HCC.
Can you imagine? You don't even know your church.
But yeah, that's where we'll be on 31st. But I'll probably be at South Socials too. So I mean, you can always.
I think there's one with. I'm not saying I'll be there, but I think there's one DVD one I saw.
South.
But I said no, not South. But I said I don't want A-list at.
Oh, the one I showed you.
Yeah, I think there's one Palms. There's one with Omalay.
Omalay, you'll be singing sad songs now.
With Shayi vibe. I think
Shayi vibe. Ah, I'll be there. So, yeah. I'll be with Shayi.
You'll be with me.
No, like the vibes one.
Wow, get out.
I'll be there. So that's where you can catch us. I mean, you can actually tell us where you would be this December. We can actually show up.
Yeah, I mean, just tag us.
And again, we are also invited, or you can invite us to parties if you want us to do guest appearance. You want us to do guest appearance at your party, we can always, you know, show up.
Kind of house parties that people are mature then.
That's true. Actually, I think people should invite us to house parties. I mean, we can talk, we can MC your parties for you if you don't have MCs.
Usually MCs in house parties.
I mean, there's someone to talk and someone to. Everybody can't just be drinking and doing nothing.
Someone to be like.
Someone to be like, yeah, ensuring that the vibe is going.
Yeah, I mean, I was party, I'm not there for MC.
Though, that's the point. You don't know that the MC gets the ladies.
Ooh.
You don't know that.
Ooh, I was not familiar with your game.
Che, the last time we did games night, don't you remember? I was the MC.
Good times.
I was the MC, and you, I don't want to say what happened, but you
good
know.
Good times. We've not had it.
We've not had a proper house party.
We've become adults.
I mean, life comes at you fast. I wish there was a way we could know you had the good old days before you left them. But again, I mean, that's life.
We're grateful for what we are.
We're grateful. So I feel like maybe coming episodes, maybe the last episode, would actually do like a recap of our entire year. I mean, yeah, it's been a good year, to be honest. I'm not even going to lie. It's been actually a good year.
It's been a great year.
Alhamdulillah, fam. That's it. So this is all because drawing the curtains, like I always say, for this episode. Thank you very much for listening up until this point. And for y'all that didn't listen and just fast forward up until this point, go back and start again from the beginning. Go back and listen to start again from the beginning. And if you have not listened to all our previous episodes, do that on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, and on our website if you haven't done that as well. Don't forget to follow us. We'll be posting some stuff for giveaway. This week or next. I mean, sometime just stay tuned, man.
Before the next
turn on post notifications. That's the best way to, for you to.
Don't come and come to my DM and be saying,
I say, no, I did not I see it. You, please. I'm not going to hear that. I will not be having any of that. So that's it. Till we come again, with another episode of Mini Middle Podcast.
Bye.